This is Ken Singer of Lyons, Colorado, speaking about flood memories of 2013. Around 2 a.m., my wife, Sandy, who had been monitoring the river all day, woke me saying, "The river is so high and loud, either you have to talk me down or we need to get out of here." Just then, a loudspeaker warned,
"Feet higher ground. Flooding is imminent."
We wrestled our two cats into the cat carrier and drove up to the Hall Ranch parking lot on Antelope Road. When the sun came up, we saw that the water had reached the door sills of our house and was still rising. The torrent was ripping out trees and undermining the land. It was like watching an iceberg calve. As we watched, the river began taking down the utility poles and then began eating away the pavement of Apple Valley Road itself. On Friday, the National Guard arrived in big-wheeled trucks and evacuated us. We said goodbye to the home we had expected to live in for the rest of our lives. But a couple days later, a cousin in Massachusetts emailed us a link to a video shot from the air on Sunday. It appeared from the video that though the river had changed course and now ran through the ground floor of our house, our home was still standing. It ultimately took us 574 days of repairs and moving soil and rock before we were able to fully move back in. Some of our closest neighbors lost their homes to the flood. We are very fortunate to be able to remain here, and our hearts go out to the families of those who lost their lives and the many others who lost their homes in the flood.